Former New York Democratic Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan died today at the age of 76. He had been hospitalized 2 weeks ago in Washington with a burst appendix and died of complications from an infection. John Rudolph of member station WNYC has this remembrance of Daniel Patrick Moynihan.
With his aristocratic speaking style, his habit of wearing bow ties, and his frequent use of quotations from great philosophers and statesmen, Pat Moynihan projected the image of a university professor. Many people thought of him as an intellectual who happened to fall into politics. But in 1985, speaking at Harvard University, where he once taught, Moynihan claimed it was the other way around.
I didn't wander into politics. I wandered into academics, having been defeated in politics.
Over the years, Moynihan wandered back and forth between the seemingly incompatible worlds of academics and politics. In this era of political soundbites, Moynihan preferred to give complex answers, and he expressed his views through numerous books, articles, and speeches. He served as U.S. Ambassador to India under President Nixon and as U.S. Representative to the United Nations in the Ford administration. Moynihan was born in Arizona and grew up in New York City during the Depression, an experience that profoundly shaped his view of the world. Welfare reform and Social Security were issues of particular concern to him. Moynihan was known as a gentleman, but he could be blunt in his criticism. In 1996, he led an unsuccessful effort in the Senate to defeat President Clinton's welfare reform bill, even though the bill contained ideas that Moynihan had advocated for 30 years.
I have no problem with that proposition, that work is what we should seek. Independence is what we should seek. But to put a time limit on when you don't have provisions for seeing that people have work is to invite an urban crisis unlike anything we've known since the 1960s.
Over time, Moynihan was identified with a number of conflicting political philosophies. Fred Siegel is a professor of history at New York's Cooper Union.
He starts as a kind of regular Democrat, seen during the Johnson years as a liberal, then is associated with the neoconservatives when the tide, he thought, was going too hard left, when he thought the left was losing its mind, which it most certainly did in the late 60s. Moynihan leaned hard against the left. In the 80s, when he felt that Reaganism was pushing too hard in untested waters, namely the debt, he spoke out forcefully against Reagan.
To some, these shifts were signs of inconsistency. Others defended him as a pragmatist who modified his views in response to changing circumstances. But Moynihan was more than simply a critic. In the Senate, he successfully sponsored legislation on a broad range of issues, such as reducing acid rain, providing increased federal funding for public transportation, and guaranteeing the solvency of Social Security. He was also a builder. Moynihan was the driving force behind the reconstruction of Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. Because he held so many different positions over the years, Pat Moynihan had lots of opportunities to offer parting words. To mark his departure from the Nixon White House in December 1970, Moynihan gave a farewell Christmastime speech. With President Nixon and members of the cabinet looking on, Moynihan urged them not to lose faith.
I am of those who believe that America is the hope of the world, and for that time given him, the president is the hope of America. Serve him well, pray for his success, understand how much depends on you. And now, goodbye. It really has been good to know you.
For NPR News, I'm John Rudolph.